So here we are at episode 75. I want to talk to you today about launching your lead magnet. We know that lead magnets are a powerful tool, and they've been massive for me in my business in helping me generate the leads and grow the sales and all that kind of stuff. And let's be honest for a minute. Most businesses don't have a sales problem. They have a lead flow problem. And lead flow is simply that there are sufficient leads to come through the business that actually convert into customers at the level that you need them to be. And most small businesses, solopreneurs, they struggle with this too. So they think, this is wrong. And half the time, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing. They just don't have a decent lead flow. And I've seen this countless times. And oddly enough, somebody this morning messaged me. And it tells me, reminds me of all the common reasons why lead flow is a problem. And they basically messaged me and said, you know, I've been struggling to get leads going. I've been struggling to get the number of leads out going, and it's just not working. And I said, what are you doing? And naturally, of course, at this point, they're fed up, they're despondent, they're, you know, feeling very negative about things. But I'm like, so how many times have you put your lead magnet out? How many times are you tweaking it? And they go, well, I've tweaked it a couple of times. And it's like, let's just get to the beginnings of this, right? For you to get a lead, somebody has to be curious. That's the crux of it here. And if you want to build a successful lead magnet, it has to be something somebody wants. Something somebody wants. Now, here's the perverse situation of sales and marketing, right? We as the seller know what they need. But as the customer, they want particular things. There is a mismatch between what we know they need to get to the result that they want and what they want to get to the result. And so whenever you're creating any form of lead magnet, let me just tell you really clearly, you've got to understand the difference between your audience wants and your audience needs. Very few people are pursuing needs. They're all pursuing wants. So what do I mean? Let's make this a bit simpler. Pain points versus outcomes. Pain points help people feel uncomfortable and have the motivation to change. Outcomes are the places they want to get to. So it's easier to appeal to people who want to get somewhere. It's harder to get the people who are need-based. You need both of them together. So your ideal client is somebody who's pursuing an outcome and has a healthy level of pain to push them to pursue it. Now, if you do a lead magnet just about pain, you will attract people who are living with the problem and generally are happy to live with the problem. If you appeal to people with wants, there is a risk that you appeal to people with no momentum. But all the lead magnets I've done, all of them, have spoke to a destination that people want to get to. And most people who are producing lead magnets, I see this a lot, they don't understand the destination that their audience wants to get to, their prospects want to get to. And so when they create something, they create a lead magnet around a process rather than an outcome. They create a lead magnet around the things they should do rather than the things that will get the place they want to get to. Outcomes really matter. And I see this all the time. I see this all the time. Five templates what? That will get you what? X, Y, Z. Outcomes really matter. Audience wants are the key thing that will get you downloads. So you don't have to speak to every audience once. Speak to one. I've got a lead magnet that's converting at 42%. 42%. And it's called Get Clients from Social Media. Why does it work? Because it does what it says on the tin. The outcome is the title of the lead magnet. If you want clients from social media, this is the book for you. It's that simple. It really is that simple. Get Clients from Social Media is the book that people download. It converts at 42%, and I get it all the time because I'm speaking to the wants, the desires, the future direction that my audience want to go in. That's what my lead magnet's about. And I'm making the gain, the benefit, what they're going to get from it, flipping obvious. I don't know how many times I speak to people and I say, what's the gain from this? Well, they'll learn how to. How-tos only work if you're going to give people a gain, if you're going to give people a destination, a result that they're going to get to. That is the reason why people will download your lead magnet. So number one, understand the audience's wants. What's the specific gain that they're going to get from downloading this? What's the specific gain? The other thing that works really well is, what's the practical outcomes that they're going to get? In other words, how can we make it more practical? So in my Get Clients from Social Media, and not only am I explaining the principles, but I'm giving them something practical they can do. So tell people there's something practical they can do. This is all common sense, right? Common sense stuff, but it's really key. Then the other thing is having a plan to distribute it. How are you going to get it out? Are you going to use ads? Are you going to post it in your feed? Are you going to send it in DMs? Are you going to do a kind of comment post to drive engagement and downloads? How are you going to get it out? And not just once. How are you going to get it out every week? Now, here's a common misconception that once you've done a lead magnet, you posted it once, you can't post it again for ages. I post my lead magnets every week. Every week. Sometimes the same one every week. Why? Because different people see different things. Not everybody is going to see that one lead magnet on that one day. If I look at my content, different people see it every day. Yes, there's some crossover, but a lot of the people are totally different. Am I going to use stories? Am I going to do a video? Am I going to do a carousel about it? Am I going to do an image post? You can share that lead magnet in many different ways across multiple channels. So have the plan to distribute it. Have the plan to distribute it regularly. This is just key things that you should be doing. So the audience wants, what are they? Make it really understand what they want so that you can make something that they actually want. Think about it like that. What's the audience wants? And make it. Give them a stepping stone to that end goal. Now, of course, the end goal is the result of whatever you're selling to them, the offer that you make. So the lead magnet gives them a mini payoff towards that goal. What's the audience wants? Make the gain of this lead magnet so they know what they're going to get but from this lead magnet. What's the win that they're going to make from consuming it so that they want to download it? They want to give you their email. Make the outcome of it really practical if you can. If there's templates, frameworks, something that they can deploy in their day-to-day, that's mammoth, especially for sales conversion too, because if they get a taste of how you work as a result of this lead magnet, brilliant. Distribution plan. Across all your socials, across your email list you've already got, everything you have got, literally use it. Videos, the works. Don't think that you just have to put it out once and forget. Have a plan to put it out every single week. Every single week, whether it's DMs, posts, wherever you want to put it. Even down to, rehash it, do an audio event, do a webinar and offer it people if they message you. Have different ways to distribute it. Now, the final point I want to make is no lead magnet works first time. Actually, this is a penultimate point I'm going to make. No lead magnet works the first time. you have to tweak multiple times to get it to work. And that's tweaking both the landing page, the distribution method, the graphics, all on the landing page, on the social preview. Go Google, by the way, the social preview. That is so important. In other words, the preview that the link displays in people's inboxes on social, and what it displays in the post feed. That is pretty critical. Most people don't get that, but the lead magnet social preview, the open graph image, I think it's called, or social graph image, that is key to driving click-throughs. And then they go to the landing page. So let's just work this as a process. You put your lead magnet out there in a message or in a post. There's a social preview, what you see in the feed, what you see in the inbox. That graphic that they see there is critical. That one drives people to click. Then they arrive at your landing page, and that landing page then has to drive people to fill in their email address. And then you send them an email or what have you at the back end where they get the PDF. Most people spend all the time on the PDF, hours and hours on the lead magnet itself, the actual asset you're going to give people, and then don't spend enough time perfecting and tweaking the landing page and the social preview, the social graph that actually gets people to download it. So all the effort goes into the document and not the pages and process that gets them to the document. So I see people, they put it up, it's quit, didn't work. I've wrote so many lead magnets, and some of the early ones, I was happy if I got one download a week. And now I'm getting 20, 30, 40 a day. Why? Because I've shown some commitment to actually making the lead magnet process work. So a lot of people quit early on, but actually you have to invest the time in building the front end. I would actually argue, and I see this a lot, people will create a lead magnet and think this is amazing. And then they try and make the landing page and the social preview for it first. I would actually argue do it the other way around. Build the landing page and the social preview. Make sure that appeals to your target audience. Then write the PDF. Seen so many times people spend hours and hours and hours on the flipping PDF or the flipping lead magnet, and then no time at all on the actual process, the pages and the distribution, and then go, it didn't work. Let's grow up, people. Landing pages, don't have to be complicated. You can message me anytime on LinkedIn and I'll send you some examples of mine. They don't have to be complicated. They just have to be clear. And clear of the outcomes. All of the stuff that I've already talked about has to be clear on those pages. If it isn't clear, don't expect downloads. So the final point I was going to make is that when you put this lead magnet out, you're going to follow these people up. You need to follow these people up consistently, because part of your development of your lead magnet, the improvement of your lead magnet, the success of your lead magnet is actually talking and engaging with the people who've downloaded it. Because from that, you'll go, this is what they were really looking for. This is what they really want. And actually, you can improve your lead magnet by talking, apart from getting sales and proposing your offer to people on LinkedIn, on your lead magnet. So when you follow up, you obviously want sales, great. But more so, if you understand why they downloaded it, what they really wanted to gain from the lead magnet, and you understand that really well, you can go back to the beginning and go through that process and say, how can I improve it for that? That was the real want that they came through for. How can I deliver on that more and improve the lead magnet? So yes, you want sales from a lead magnet. But every person you follow up with and talk to will help you improve your lead magnet. Once you've got a lead magnet that works, you can scale it. You can bank ads against it. I would never put ads against a lead magnet until I know it works organically. But once you have done it, you can actually ramp it up and push it out and put money behind it because you know it performs like clockwork. My Get Clients from Social Media lead magnet, which is running at 42%, I've had, I think, about 1,500 downloads of that. So I know with confidence that that one lead magnet will deliver for me with ads. Now, it may not work as successfully with cold traffic as warm traffic, and obviously ads is cold traffic, but I'm still going to know it's going to consistently perform. So if you're going to launch a lead magnet, number one, understand your audience wants. Make sure the gain for them is really clear and the outcomes or this practical action they can take from it. Have a consistent plan to distribute it. Don't think that it's posting it once a week means you can't, once in on your LinkedIn doesn't mean you can't come back and post it again next week. Just change the way you post about it. Don't quit if it doesn't work first time, because that's a classic thing that people do. And importantly, follow up everybody, propose and make offers, and learn from every conversation of how can I make this lead magnet better. It might take you 3, 4, 5, 10 iterations. But once you've got one that flies, you've got lead flow. You've got a consistent way to bring in leads every week, every day. So do not think, oh, this is a once and done thing. It's a process, because you're building a business for the long term. It's not about instant wins. It's about a process that builds you consistent wins. So stop thinking instant. Start thinking consistent. So get your lead magnet out there. Make the step, make the commitment, build that lead flow. And I promise you, once you've worked on that lead magnet, it will bring you consistent leads.